Hello, everybody, and welcome to the BestOverAuds.com podcast. As always, this podcast is brought to you by a fuck ton of sponsors, but today it's brought to you by Kobo. They have ebooks. Click the link at the bottom of the page or any of the banner ads on the site for Kobo, and go get yourself some ebooks for your e-reader. It's Kobo. Books. While we don't have books in our store, we do have our own store with t-shirts and stuff. So go to DeathStarProducts.com/store and check something out. If you guys have any t-shirt design ideas you think we would like, then please don't hesitate to send them our way. Either email them to Bowie1@DeathStarProducts.com or post them in the t-shirt design thread in the forums. We are always looking for new design ideas, and if we like what you give us, then we will make it into a shirt and pay you based on how well that shirt sells. Priority will be given like Desktop Prods references and jokes and stuff, but if you just have some cool design, please don't hesitate to send it our way. We are also doing Extra Life again this year, so please go to DeathStarProducts.com/extra-life, it's all one word, and donate, or join the team and help us fundraise. We're trying to raise $1,000 to help Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, and all proceeds donated are tax-deductible, and all proceeds go directly to those hospitals to help pay them for stuff, to help save kids.
That's nice.
Yeah. So, I'm your host, the Dead Man. Joining today we have Bovi1.
Hello.
And Steven.
I'm back.
Yeah, you are.
I was gone for a while.
Yeah, so before we start the show, a few birthday announcements to make.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so just to give you guys a little peek behind the curtain, what we do is we usually record these podcasts a day before we post them. To, like, help it, like, give us time so that we actually, like, post them at a reasonable time, if I remember to.
Yes.
And so we're not, like, staying up to, like, midnight recording these things. So when we're recording this, it is actually August 21st, the Tuesday. So today is Bovi1's birthday.
Happy Yay. Birthday!
I can no longer get free prescription drugs.
Oh, that's a shame. So yeah, and then, tomorrow, on August 22nd, we actually have two birthdays. So first up, Ninja Kitty, obviously, because you guys have birthdays back-to-back, isn't it?
No, sorry, you've got that backwards. Hers is the day before mine, not the day after.
You said the next 2 days, so on Sunday. So it sounded like event.
The next 2 days, as in Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, but it was evening, so the day was almost over.
You jackass. Well, you know what? Ninja Kitty was born in the evening.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck it.
Her birthday.
So yeah, I guess her birthday was yesterday, the 20th. But then we still have a birthday mention on the 22nd. On August 22nd, Desto Peraz will have turned 2 years old.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. So this means obviously nothing for you guys, since both of you only joined like you only joined 9 months ago, and Steven, you're still new guy.
Yep.
But for me, this is a very momentous occasion. 2 years ago, I started this site, and it's still alive. We haven't been shut down yet.
9 months ago, I joined in like September. That's whenever we started
the
podcast.
11 months ago, wasn't it then?
Yeah, it was somewhere near the beginning of September that we started these podcasts.
Yeah. I have my dates mixed up. This is all kinds of bad. Whatever. Fuck it. The point is, the day that this podcast is posted, Desktop Prods is officially 2 years old.
Happy birthday.
Click the donate button at the bottom of the page so that Dead Man can buy a calendar.
Yeah. Yeah. Or food.
Donate because it's the birthday. It'd be a birthday present.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can do that for my birthday. Donate to the site.
Or do it for the site's birthday.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Way to make everything about yourself, birthday boy. Look at you.
Ooh, look at me, I'm 21 now.
Yeah.
I can now drink anywhere in the world.
Except underground.
You can drink underground.
No, because you'll suffocate.
No, like a... The guys who were living in the hole in, like, Silence of the Lambs, they could still drink. They weren't dying from suffocation.
I just woke up, like, an hour ago.
I'm in my basement. I'm underground, so I can still drink and not suffocate. Yeah, we're here to talk about some goddamn comic books.
Mmm.
Steven!
Mmm.
You've been away. You start.
Yes, I've been away. Okay, so I'm going to talk about... First, I'm going to talk about... The Amazing Spider-Man, number 691.
Yeah, the lizard people one.
The, yes, the conclusion to this lizard story.
Yeah.
This lizard story is very depressing.
Yeah, it's also very weird.
It's super weird. Like, oh my god, so much happens, and like,
yeah,
oh
like,
my god.
Like the hypopoon or whatever they called it?
Yeah, that was weird. I don't understand that.
Yeah, so for everyone out, so for everyone out there, we're not talking about some like, okay, is it, what was it? Hypostatic. It's like some very swollen with moisture vagina. We're talking about a hypodermic harpoon.
Yes. That's
because,
right.
Because science.
Yeah. I wonder if they called it that on purpose. They're like, this would be totally great.
They call it a hypopoon on purpose so that a, like, 12-year-olds be like, oh, he said poon, and, like, science people who know what science stuff is like, oh, dude, no.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I can't remember if it was hypo or hyper that was, like, engorged with water, or if it was very dried out.
I think it's...
I know ISO is just, like, regular.
I think it's a lot. It's a lot of hyper. Anyway, so the lizard looks different now. That was weird.
Yeah.
Looks all weird and scary. And then Spider-Man does some stuff. You totally think Spider-Man's totally going to waste the lizard.
Yeah.
You totally think he, like, killed him. I was like, oh, shit. Spider-Man just killed somebody. But, you know, he doesn't because he's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But the reveal at the end, oh my god. Way to make the saddest comic ever.
Yeah, so...
Dan Slott.
We're not gonna spoil it for you guys.
Yeah, because it came out just like Wednesday.
Yeah.
But it's very sad.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to Batman number 12, which came out a couple weeks ago, I guess.
Okay. Sure.
That's a really good little one shot about a girl.
That was the stuff about
Harper
right?
Rowe.
Yeah, like because I guess the guy who writes Batman, whose name escapes me.
Scott Snyder.
Yeah, Scott Snyder. I think like back when they first introduced Harper, he started talking about how she's gonna play an important role in the Batman universe now.
Yeah. What it was is that, like, in an earlier issue of Batman, this girl helps Batman escape the Court of Owls.
Yeah, and then...
You don't know their relationship at all, but you know there is one.
Yeah, because he's just like, stop helping me, stop following me around and stuff, I don't need your help.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, come on, bro.
Yeah, pretty much. So, but this is a little backstory thing, and I thought it was really touching, like, her brother...
Yeah, it was Yeah, I liked the story. It was just,
yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, especially like when Batman just shows up and just fucks everyone up.
That was awesome.
Yes.
And, like, I like how like the first like third of it looks like it's drawn like Scott Pilgrim.
Mm.
Which I thought was delightful.
Oh yeah, now that you mention it, it is.
It totally looks like Scott Pilgrim with like Batman in it. But yeah. it's a really good little story, one story, and
I could definitely see like Scott Pilgrim having Batman in it.
Yeah, I know, me too. It's great. And then people are, like, figuring out what Harper Row will be in the future, and people thinking she might be the new Batgirl. Or the new Oracle.
Yeah, that I could see. Like, Batgirl, we already have Batgirl.
Yeah.
But we don't have an Oracle.
Yeah, so maybe it'll be the new Oracle.
Yeah, like, who are the Birds of Prey without an Oracle?
Exactly.
I mean.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, and you need one for the Bat Network.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Something might happen to Batgirl and Death of the Family.
You're probably gonna get shot again, but it won't last.
Yeah, probably. And my last story is Wonder Woman 12.
Ah, yes, I read this one too.
Oh my god. Talk about your reveals.
Yeah.
That I won't spoil.
Yeah, just the ending of this.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
What a twist.
But this is... I reread this. I was on, like, a Greyhound bus the other day, and I reread it. There's something that I didn't catch the first time I read it of a terrifying aspect.
Okay.
So Hera throws Zola off this cliff, right?
Yes.
in Olympus, so like she'll fall forever, like fall for eternity.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in labor when she throws her off the cliff.
Oh.
I didn't catch on to this, but the baby will be trailing after her forever.
Yeah, that's
so terrifying.
Yeah, it'll just be like an eternity of being like 5 feet above your mom.
But like, you're like, oh my god, it's so scary. But then Wonder Woman catches her, which is okay.
Yeah, but then like one reveal that I'm actually going to mention here, because it's not like the big twist thing, but
yeah,
it turns out like, so Wonder Woman's gauntlets.
Yeah.
Those aren't just, like, so in the original comics and stuff, those were, like, worn by the Amazons as a symbol of, like, they're breaking the oppression of being, like, Hercules' sex slaves or something.
Okay, yeah.
And in this one, and, like, they're used, like, to collect bolts and shit, but in this one, they're used to keep Wonder Woman's true power at bay.
Oh, I get it. I honestly did not know what was going on.
Yeah, like, that, like, as soon as I read that, it was like, these aren't, yeah, like, she's... Yeah, like, so, Wonder Woman was fighting, I think... Fuck, what's that god's name?
Hold on. Oh my god, Artemis.
Artemis? Yeah, Artemis. So she's fighting Artemis. And then, when they're in the middle of fighting, Artemis is kind of kicking Wonder Woman's ass.
Yeah.
So then Wonder Woman, like, goes down, like, so then Zola gets thrown off the cliff, she flies down, catches her, brings her back up, and then she starts taking off her gauntlets, and then Artemis is like, I'm taking off your only means of defense.
Yeah.
It's like pretty cocky. Amazon is like, oh, these aren't meant for my defense, they're meant for yours. And she takes them off, she starts glowing blue, her eyes start like glowing.
Yeah, that was intense.
And then she just whips ass.
That was awesome.
So it turns out that like she may have like gotten a bit more of the god power than she had previously.
Yeah. Though she couldn't fly. She couldn't fly to catch Zola. Hermes gave her a feather to fly.
Right, yes.
So that was interesting, because I always knew Wonder Woman could fly.
Yeah, but maybe they're like going back to like the olden times, because, you know, what was the point of having an invisible jet if you could just fly?
For cargo and passengers.
You have a lasso. And plus, half your passengers can fly. The other half just put a green lantern out there. Just vzz.
Yeah, true.
Give them like a flying Barca lounger.
Yeah. So that's all I got.
If I was friends with Green Lantern and we were like going anywhere, I'd get him to fly and just have him like materialize like a lazy boy.
If I was friends with Green Lantern, I would stop being his friend.
Yeah,
which Green Lantern?
Though? Yeah, but most Green Lantern friends usually die.
Yep, that's right. That's why I'd stop being his friend. I don't want to die.
Yeah, like
I don't want to be stuffed in a fridge.
Yeah, Green Lanterns are the ones who like were the reason behind women in refrigerators.
Yep. Thank you, Kyle Rayner. Thanks for nothing.
Yeah. Have we had any, like, women in refrigerators yet in the New 52?
We've had a, death by train.
Yeah, so we had a man stuffed in a refrigerator.
Yeah.
But no women.
No, I don't think any, I don't think any ladies have died. It might be wrong, but, from what I understand, I haven't seen any girls die.
Yeah. So, for people out there who don't know...
Yes?
Women in refrigerators is a concept that was, like, coined way back in the day when, like, Kyle Rayner first took the, like, mantle of Green Lantern.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is a female character who exists in a comic solely to die to, like, push the male hero into becoming a hero.
Yeah.
And so...
So you got, like, your...
Yeah, so in Earth 2, we had Alan Scott's boy... friend getting killed in the train, so that he then becomes, he like takes the mantle of Green Lantern.
Yeah.
But we haven't had any ladies die that way.
Yeah. So that's good.
And the reason they call it Women in Refrigerators is because Kyle Rayner's girlfriend got like beat the fuck out of her, folded in half, and shoved in a refrigerator.
Yep. Oh, it's so needlessly violent. Yeah.
It's kind of like that scene in Freddy vs. Jason where like Jason folds the bed in half on that guy.
Oh, yeah.
And that, but then put him in a refrigerator.
I would compare it more to that scene from Castle, where that dude's stuffed in that safe.
Right, yes. I think that was a lady.
Was it a lady?
Yeah, it was a lady.
I remember. It was a lady stuffed in a safe.
Yeah.
Very close.
Yeah. Women in safes. New TV trope.
Cool that safe down. You got Kyle Rayner's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, so... anything else, Steven?
Oh, Yeah, I'm going to talk about Red Hood.
Okay, yes. So this one, they've pretty much taken away all pretense and just made a Star Wars-style cover for the issue.
Yeah, I think the best thing about this issue was the cover.
Yeah, it was... As soon as I saw that, I was like, wait, is this Star Wars? Like, they didn't have the Star Wars font.
Yeah, they did. So, like, they went all out. But, oh my god, I don't care about any of these characters. Oh my god, I don't care about... I don't care about anybody. They're all talking about stuff that I don't care about. And
yeah, like,
aliens.
Yeah, like every single alien on Starfire ship, the HMSS Starfire.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that's how they name shit in space.
Yeah.
Well, so they're all saying, like, are you really sure you want these humans around?
Yeah. And the answer should be no, because they're street-level heroes and should be doing street-level stuff,
yeah,
and not like, being in space.
It's like, I have a fucking bow and arrow. What do you expect me to do?
Yeah. This is so dumb. I'm done with this book.
The space shit should be over soon. At least I hope so. I really hope it does.
No, because they just introduced her sister, so there's going to be a whole bunch of stuff with her sister.
Yeah, they just introduced her sister, but then they're going to go fuck at that planet. Then they're going to go back and get back to Earth in time for death of the family.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So I can't drop this, because I want to read what happens to Jason.
Yeah, Next issue, they should finish with the spaceship and start heading back to Earth, because, like... Because,
yeah.
After
the Zero issues, yeah.
Yeah, Death of the Family starts with Batman issue 13.
Yeah.
So this should start with Red Hood and the Outlaws issue 13. Or at the very latest issue 14.
Yeah, probably 14. I don't know, but just, come on. I mean,
all the awesome shit is happening months away.
I know! Stupid Zero issues and, like, breaking everything up.
Yeah, there's Zero issues, then there's fucking Death of the Family, then we got fucking Marvel Now, and then we got, like, we got the ending of Divided We Stand, the beginning of United We Fall. And Divided We Fall, the beginning of United We Stand, and Ultimate Universe.
Oh, yeah. And then there's the Trinity War. Which, I'm so... don't care about this new Green Lantern.
And then we have fucking... And then there's goddamn Invincible issue 100, which we'll get to later in the show.
Oh, yeah. And then Superman just had a crossover.
Yeah, and then Hell on Earth.
Yeah, Hell.
Which we'll also be getting into later in the show.
All right. But let's move on, then.
Yeah, so, that it for you, then?
Yeah, that's it for me.
So, Bobby-Wan.
You
read
so,
one issue, I'm guessing.
No, two issues. Two issues, one comic series. And, yeah, that's because, you know, August.
Yeah.
I went back to Ultimate Spider-Man.
Hey!
So I have begun the Clone Saga.
Goody.
Oh, yeah.
Now only a couple more issues until it's over.
Yeah, it's a short Clone Saga. It kind of seems like to me that it might have needed a few more issues because there's a lot of build-up going on. It seems like we might end up with a really short payoff. Am I predicting this pretty well?
Not really. For what it was, I thought it ended pretty well.
Okay.
It's just... Like I said, so there was there's the big, like, tease at the end of, like, oh, hey, something's going to happen as a result of this, and it never amounts to anything.
Right. Well, of course, one thing's going to change things, and I feel no shame in spoiling Ultimate Spider-Man issue 98.
Yes, considering the fact that we're into Spider-Man, which is essentially issue 174.
Yeah. So Gwen Stacy's back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And she's Carnage.
What a terrible decision.
I didn't know that yet.
Oh, believe me.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Thanks for the spoilers, ass.
Don't worry about it. It's fine. It's totally fine.
It's 2012.
Hey, come on, bro. Catch up.
But of course, you know, Peter Parker's gone and shown his face to some more people.
Yeah,
namely
but,
the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, but hey, the Fantastic Four is fine. It's fine. Like, he joined the Fantastic Four in the main universe.
Yeah. The old FF.
Yeah, which have now changed to She-Hulk, the Hair Lady,
She-Hulk, Medusa.
Yeah, Ant-Man.
And a new character.
Yeah, who is essentially just... Harper Row in a Hulk suit.
pretty... Oh, no, it's supposed to be, like, Lindsay Lohan-esque character.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm so not excited.
I don't read any fantastic shit.
Yeah. I read the early issues of FF, but I stopped.
Yeah, I read a couple issues of FF, and I was just like, fuck it.
This is lame.
It's like, oh boy, we have more Reed Richardses.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
God, more assholes. I hate Reed Richards so much.
Yeah, he's much better in Ultimate.
Where he's a villain?
Yep.
Yeah.
Where he murdered where he murdered his entire family.
Oh my god. The Ultimate Universe, where everyone's an asshole.
The Ultimate Universe, where everyone dies.
Everyone dies, everyone's an asshole, except for Peter Parker.
Yeah, that's actually the
But then he dies, so...
Yeah, that's actually the really weird thing. Like, in like, the X-Men stories,
yeah.
Every X-Man dies except Jean Grey.
Oh, what? Really?
Yeah!
That's so weird.
Cyclops gets shot in the face!
God.
Magneto gets, like, dissolved. Like, his head gets destroyed. Wolverine is just dead.
Really?
How
do you kill Wolverine?
He had all the metal ripped off of his bones.
Oh my god.
He was dissolved into a fine powder.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, and,
What happened to Cyclops?
He got shot in the face. Well, and at at a press conference.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Yeah,
I hope Miles doesn't die.
I like Miles. He's...
I only know Miles from Spider-Man.
Yeah, well, he's... It's a fucking great series.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just as we predicted last episode, issue 4 of Spider-Man came out the day after I said, man, I can't wait for Spider-Man 4 to come out. When's it coming out?
Which was the day that the podcast was published, so...
Yeah.
So you look like a fool.
Yeah, and I checked today. Spider-Man 5 is not coming out when this gets posted.
Okay. Yeah. Man, I can't wait for Spider-Man 5 to come out.
Exactly! It's gonna be fucking awesome!
Even though I haven't read issues 1 through 4.
Well, it's great. There's actually this one really great joke in 4 where, like, White Spider-Man is hanging out with Ultimate Spider-Man and Black Nick Fury.
Yeah.
And so they're talking, and then, like, Nick Fury's like, what's Nick Fury in your universe like? White? He's like, that's unfortunate.
That was a good joke.
Yeah, that was a great little just...
He's not Samuel L. Jackson.
Ha ha.
Yeah.
He's David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, he is. But hey, Samuel L. Jackson's coming. Coming this fall.
Yes. Oh, yes, he is, too. Oh, man.
So, back to Bovey and Ultimate Spider-Man. Yes. Anything else to say about it?
Yeah, it was actually, I think the initial reveal of the first Peter Parker clone you encountered is pretty cool.
Hmm.
It would kind of have been a little bit better if they didn't, you know, title the issue Clone Saga.
I wonder like, what's gonna be in here.
Yeah.
I wonder if this scorpion that's acting really weird is gonna be a clone. Oh look, it's a clone!
I totally did not see that coming.
No. I do love that design for Scorpion.
Yeah, it's a cool looking Scorpion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember. Does the Clone Saga happen before or after the Wolverine arc?
Which Wolverine arc?
The 3-issue one.
I think it's after.
Is that really stupid one that I skipped?
Where Wolverine and Peter Parker switch bodies.
Yes, I skipped that.
Yeah, I...
Oh my god, that was in the comics?
That is the worst issue. That is the worst saga. That is the worst arc in this entire series.
Oh yeah, when I realized I was reading the first issue of that, I'm like, oh. And I skipped ahead a few issues, and I'm like, okay, it's over.
Yeah, it's also real skeevy, because Wolverine, who is, at this point, at least 150...
Yeah.
...tries to have sex with Mary Jane Watson, who in the Ultimate Universe is 15. You know, he is in Peter Parker's body, but still!
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? With Wolverine, no matter what, there's going to be a huge age gap. I bet you there's no difference for him.
Still,
don't
like
justify it.
No, there's a cutoff. Like,
yeah,
18 and up, the age difference is kind of eh, because you know he looks.
Yeah.
But still, like 15.
Yeah.
So you think Wolverine should only be going after people who are legal?
Exactly.
I think that is probably a very reasonable cutoff point.
Exactly.
You know,
like,
it's the legal one, so, yeah. You
Yeah, like, if mutants are going to start getting respect in society, they have to stop having sex with underage kids.
Come on.
Dead Man 2012.
2012, come on.
Yes, I run on the platform of not letting mutants fuck our teenagers.
Wait, can mutant teenagers fuck our teenagers?
Yes.
No. Oh.
Can our teenagers fuck mutant teenagers?
No. Muty scum.
Hey. We will not have any of that in our campaign.
Now, what if a mutant has the ability to look much older? Then can we fuck mutant teenagers?
No. Oh. I'm against all mutants. I hate mutants.
All sex, including mutant sex, has to be legal.
We are on different sides of this argument.
Yes. I believe in equal opportunity fucking.
So long as it's within the legal range of...
Yeah.
Consenting adults.
Yes. Or two teenagers. Like, if both a teenager are underage, it's fine, but if one of them's they started dating before one of them was legal, then that's fine. Let's say two 17-year-olds start dating, and then one of them turns 18, the other one's still 17.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Like, I was in that situation for a day. Ninja Kitty was 18. I was still 17.
Yeah.
I was still 17.
Statutory rape!
I never said anything was done. I'm just saying, for that one day, we were different ages.
I believe in abortions for some, miniature American flags for all.
Let's get off the fucking topic.
Yeah.
Actually, just stay on this topic for a second.
Comic books.
Yes, no, this actually has to deal with comic books. So... this is dealing with stuff that happens after the Clone Saga, so Bovey, like, plug your ears, like, put a pot on your head and bang it with a spoon for, like, 2 minutes.
I'll just forget, so don't worry.
Yeah, so, after all this, Peter Parker's female clone, Spider-Woman, she survives.
Yeah.
And then starts getting hit on by Johnny Storm.
Oh!
So, technically...
He's totally hitting on Peter Parker.
No, but technically, Spider-Woman is only a couple weeks old.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
So,
but she was created at the age of 16?
Physically, yes, but, like, what about mentally and, you know, chronologically?
Mentally, she seems to be more mature than Peter Parker.
Mentally, she's a dude.
That's true. So that explains exactly why Johnny Storm's after her.
Oh! Burn!
Burn.
Made a bum. I did a bun. That's when we need the soundboard, because we just could have done a burn and then a yeah.
Oh, I wish I had it up and running today, but I didn't. I'm lazy at the moment, but
yes, donate to the Death Door Prod's PayPal account to help us for our second anniversary, to help us get office space so we can actually do this shit. I don't know. Buy us a building.
Building.
That's the ultimate second anniversary gift. Yeah. Like first
a
year,
building.
Yeah, first year anniversary is showing up. Second year anniversary is a building.
I gotta say, I think I have a better Johnny Storm yeah moment for you. Johnny Storm, you could say he's a real flamer.
Oh, I saw that one coming.
Oh!
He telegraphed that one in, folks.
That's the point you're supposed to.
Yeah, it's like, I guess Johnny Storm said flame on because that was a sick burn!
Oh.
That was terrible. Moving on!
Oh. Oh. Moving on.
Wait, does that mean that every time Johnny Storm activates his powers, he's supporting the gay community? Just flame on!
Yeah, well, if he does, like, the little, like, limp wrist hand thing...
Yeah.
I mean, we never get a good shot of him actually throwing a fireball. Someone's gonna hate us.
Yeah, you're gonna get so much hate mail.
Yeah, one person will email us saying
mail.
He's like, one person will email
I'm
us.
So angry.
Yeah. Like, one person will send us an email, it's like, I was mildly displeased with that. That's like the amount of hate we can generate.
I was slightly uncomfortable.
It's like, you mispronounced this word.
I would be fine with some hate comments, because then we'd have comments.
Yeah. Okay, so, anything else to say about the Clone Saga Babylon?
Nope. I'll let you know when I'm finished, which will be by the next one.
Okay. So, I guess, on to me. So, you guys, you had your picks for what you want me to talk about. So, Babylon, what's your pick?
I guess because I'm a glutton for punishment, I wanted you to talk about DC Universe Presents, because I wanted to hear about, like, 5 different stories.
Yeah, so I have read the entirety of DC Universe Presents. So far, my least favorite one was Challengers of the Unknown.
I heard that was pretty bad.
It was. So, there are no existing characters. It's just, hey, so what it is there's this reality show called Challengers of the Unknown, where it's essentially just Survivor.
Yeah.
So they went up to the Himalayas, mm-hmm. and their plane crashed. Mm-hmm. Then they got taken to, like, Shangri-La or something. Because magic.
Ah.
And then were sent back out. So then they had to go and find these, like, magical artifact things. Mm-hmm. While being hunted down by the reanimated corpse of the producer's boyfriend.
What?
Okay, this does sound a lot better than Survivor. As a reality show, as a comic, I don't know.
As a reality show, it would be good. As a comic, it's terrible.
Didn't Dan DeVito write it?
Maybe, I don't fucking know. I don't. That comic is too. Those issues were too bad for me to remember any of the creators' names.
Oh, okay. I think he did.
Yeah, whatever. So, yeah, fuck it. The comic's really bad. So then, the next one up on the list of going from terrible to great would have to be, for me, Savage.
Oh, yeah. I remember when Savage was coming out.
Yeah, so this is obviously about Vandal Savage.
Yeah.
Who, in this universe, does actually exist as a character, but he's an entirely different guy here.
Oh, is he?
Yes, like, Vandal Savage, he played a role in Demon Knights.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's like an immortal, I guess, because space.
Well, no, that's Vandal Savage's thing.
Yeah. So, anyway, in this comic, he was... It's been alluded to the fact that he's actually immortal.
Okay.
But it's not because of, like... But it's because, like, he was a serial killer who, like, sacrificed people to gods because of stars.
Okay.
And so, yeah, in this one he plays kind of the Hannibal Lecter role.
Yeah.
There was some guy, like, copying his murders. So, the FBI agent assigned to the case, who is his daughter, by the way.
Right.
Is tasked with talking to him to hunt down the killer.
I see.
Yeah. And the only reason, like, this is actually happening, is because the governor's daughter was kidnapped by the serial killer. So, politics.
Politics!
Yeah, it's like, oh, hey, like, a bunch of people are getting murdered, it's like, fuck it, we'll just send some FBI agents out there. It's like, oh, wait, the governor's daughter was kidnapped? Fuck it, get me the best we have and get her dad, too. But whatever. Yeah, it's alright, I guess. It's just a bit... It's weird.
Savage.
Yeah. Well, so, moving up the list of my number 2. Or I guess number 3 from worst to best.
Yeah.
My second best. Because my second best, Kid Flash.
Yeah, I heard that was pretty great.
Yeah, I really liked it. So, it's happening, I think, shortly after the Culling.
Yeah.
So they'd gotten off of Mystery Island. Mm-hmm. But they brought with them some dinosaur kids.
Dinosaurs.
No, not dinosaurs, dinosaur kids.
Oh. Yeah.
So kids who are part dinosaur.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so they brought along a pterodactyl girl.
Cool.
I think, raptor kid.
Cool.
And a stegosaurus kid who's also a revolutionary.
Awesome.
Yeah, he believes that dinosaurs should be the dominant species on the planet Earth, like half dinosaur hybrid things.
Oh, yeah.
So he brought along a bag of mutagen to help to, like, turn every human into dinosaur.
Cool.
Yeah, so then it is Kid Flash and this raptor kid who are trying to, like, go and Because, like, the guy, they stopped him, but his, like, bag of mutagen got dropped. And so, so it's up to them to, like, go out, find, like, the mutagen, and also, like, stop like, any rampaging dino people that are on the loose.
I see.
And I like it. Like, I like Kid Flash's character.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do like him, and... I hope they actually do get into some of the stuff that was, like, referenced in the culling of, like, Kid Flash being from, like, the 35th century or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because so far they haven't done anything with it.
I thought it was just a one-shot.
Each of these stories in DC Universe Presents has, like, at least a 3-issue arc.
Yeah.
So hopefully they do the 3-issue arc and it's not just a one-shot, because it is interesting.
Okay.
But yeah, so then... Number one, my namesake, Dead Man.
I'm surprised, because you've told me all the time how much you hate Dead Man.
As a superhero, I hate him. He is terrible. And as a character, he's kind of a dick. Because in the beginning issues of, I think it was Justice League Dark.
Yeah.
He was dating Dove. And so what he'd do is he'd start possessing people and trying to have sex with her in their bodies.
Hmm. That's weird.
So it's kind of a weird reverse rape thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, in this one, he's actually sympathetic and shit, because he was just a circus performer who then died, and then a god came up and said, "Hey, guess what? You have to do this shit, or I'll put you as a ghost forever."
Yeah.
And then we had some interesting stuff happening with him and the different characters that he was with. It was interesting seeing the fallout that he had from. The fall these families had from him possessing the people in them.
Right.
And, yeah, I liked it. I really did. It was one of the few things of Dead Man's that I actually liked.
Yeah. A ghost.
Yeah, I've said time and time again, best ghost superhero is Danny Phantom.
Danny Phantom. Totally. I love Danny Phantom.
I'm not joking. He is...
No.
In terms of superheroes who are ghosts, he is the best power set.
How many superheroes who are ghosts do you have, and, how would any of them compare to Danny Phantom?
Exactly, so far I can only think of two. We have Dead Man, who can possess people.
Yeah.
There's Danny Phantom, who can possess people, fly, go intangible, go invisible, shoot lasers out of his eyes, mouth, out of his eyes, hands, and butt.
Butt.
Yeah, who can, send out, a sonic scream that can, shatter windows and, cause people's eyes to explode or some bullshit, and he has freeze breath.
Yeah. He's got a cool power set.
Yeah. He also turned the entire fucking planet intangible.
Yeah, I remember that. That was awesome.
Yes, and he can also clone himself.
Yeah.
So, what you got, DC Comics? You can't step to Nickelodeon.
Get on my level, shit nerd.
Yeah. So yeah, that's DC Universe Presents. In order from shittiest to least shittiest... We got Challengers of the Unknown, followed by Savage, then Kid Flash, then Dead Man.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, and just so all you out there know, I capitalized the M. I'm not the exact same as Dead Man. I did not steal it from him. I only found out about him from Justice League Unlimited, a couple weeks after I came up with the name.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Sure.
Yeah. So, Steven. Your pick.
My pick is Green Lantern, number 12.
Okay, so... A lot of stuff that happened in this issue... It kind of happened at the end.
Yeah, so it was all set up.
Yeah, so... Over the past couple issues, the Black Hand... Mm-hmm. Who was one of the main guys behind the Darkest Night...
Yeah.
Blackest
Night.
Yeah, so he... He escaped from the Indigo Tribe and got the Black Ring back.
Yeah.
And so he went to Earth and started raising dead.
Because
that is what the Black Ring is wont to do.
Yeah.
And then Hal Jordan and Sinestro got their hands on the Book of the Black. And then were instantly teleported to the Black Hand.
Yeah.
Who then summoned an army of zombies.
Yeah.
And so some things we learn.
Yes, we learn things.
Yeah, so for one thing, Sinestro was never chosen again to be a Green Lantern again. He just kind of got the ring again.
Yeah.
We start learning, I think, I think this is the issue we start learning a bit more about the Guardians' ultimate plan.
Yeah, they, like, talk a little about it.
Yeah, so, in all of this, like, and most of the, like, Ring, the Lantern stories, we've been hearing about, I think it was the Third Corps?
Yeah. Or the Third Army.
The Third Army. So, this is the Guardians' ultimate plan.
Yeah, they're going to do something.
They are going to eradicate all of the corps.
Mm-hmm.
And have the third army be the only like policing force in the universe.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and so another thing that we learn, I don't know if I want to talk about this.
Oh yeah, yeah. So, there's a reveal.
Yeah, so I won't do the actual reveal, but so when the Black Hands look at the Book of Black, it keeps repeating over and over and over again, Hal Jordan is not the enemy.
Yeah.
So, we get the reveal at the end, and it's kind of a big what-the-fuck moment.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. It's a weird reveal.
Yeah, but it's a fucking awesome reveal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for the fact that I want to see this happen.
I'm intrigued by this.
Yeah, Bobby has no idea what the hell we're talking about.
Yeah, you gotta read more comics, bro.
Yeah, come on, bro.
I do.
Yeah. Wait. Was it you or Aranye who did the review of Green Lantern in the review 52?
I believe I did the review 52 of Green Lantern, and I talked about the terrifying face.
Yes, you did, but like the art style has changed drastically.
It's a different artist for 12.
Yeah. And you really should get back into it. It's so good. It's so good.
It's not that bad. Like, I wouldn't say it's so good, but it's pretty good.
I really enjoy it.
Yeah, like, of all the stuff I've been reading, Green Lantern is not among the ones that are me risking, like, dropping.
Yeah, and I'm feeling like getting into the Green Lantern core, because, like, that's the only Lantern series I'm not reading.
Oh, you're reading, what's that one?
I'm reading Green Lantern, I'm reading Green Lantern New Guardians, and I'm reading Red Lanterns.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just not reading Green Lantern Corps.
Because
I don't really like Guy Gardner.
Oh, you don't like Guy?
He's kind of a dick.
Yeah, but that's Guy.
Yeah, but...
That's like saying you don't like Deadpool because he's a dick.
No, Deadpool's hilarious.
Yeah.
But, I'm also not the big fan of Jon Stewart. He's just kind of there.
Yeah, I don't like Jon Stewart.
You know, if he was like Jon Stewart from The Daily Show with a Green Lantern, I'd be much more interested.
That'd be interesting.
That would be real stupid.
Yeah,
but
I'm surprised they haven't done that yet.
Yeah, just like the little one-off issue was like in Elseworld.
Yeah, I'm actually really surprised they haven't done that.
They even do an issue where Jon Stewart meets Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but whatever. So Green Lantern issue 12. It's really good. I like it.
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah. So onto my pick. So this will be the end of my. This will be the. Well, I have some stuff to talk about after this one, but whatever. So I read The Tower of Babel.
Oh, yeah.
This is a JLA miniseries. This is a JLA story arc. Which is the... So I talked about it a while ago on the movies podcast, I think. Justice League Doom.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so this... Tower of Babel is what Justice League Doom is based on.
Right.
And so it is about someone... In this case, Ra's al Ghul, or Ra's al Ghul, how the fuck you pronounce his name? Ra's al Ghul, getting his hands on Batman's secret files, and enacting his plans to take out the Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
And they're much better plans, I feel like.
Yeah, I haven't read Babel, but I know that the plans work way better.
Yeah, so...
Wait, Batman has another set of contingency plans? Because I swear this has happened before. Is this the same one again?
This is the first time this happened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, this is back from, like, the 90s, I think.
Oh, okay. I think it's early 2000s.
Late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
See, I think this is, like, when we first see, like, Batman's contingency plans.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I'll just run down what happens in the movie and what happens in the comics.
Yeah.
So, we'll start out with Green Lantern.
Yeah.
So, in the movie... Green Lantern believes that he killed a woman who looks a lot like Carol Ferris, and then loses all his willpower, and the ring falls off.
Yeah.
Kind of a stupid plan.
Considering, it makes no sense.
Yeah, considering the fact of that, this is the plan that happens if he is evil.
Yeah.
So, in the comic, he makes Green Lantern blind.
Which makes much more sense.
Yeah, because, like, I'm not entirely sure of the, like, actual physics behind the ring, but I think, like, the lantern actually needs to, like, have a visual, have, like, be able to see his, like, construct to be able to, like, have it keep shape or something.
Yeah, well, he needs to know what the shape is.
Yeah.
So
for, like, Hal Jordan, it would work a lot better than it would with Kyle Rayner, because, you know, he's a graphic artist.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. But anyway, so, moving on to the next one. So the Flash.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened with the Flash was he got a bomb bolted to his wrist.
Yeah.
Where if he, like, decelerates, he explodes.
Yeah.
But if he starts running, that it, like, if he didn't stop running, it would, like, explode in 3 seconds, but as soon as he starts running, he could never stop.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, in the comics, they, like shot a bullet at him, but then he started doing his, like, vibrating thing so he could move through, like, solid objects move through him, or he can move through solid objects.
Mm-hmm.
But this one was vibrating at the same frequency, so it went into him and then stuck.
Oh, shit.
And caused him to have super speed epilepsy.
Oh,
so he was just seizuring the entire time at hyperspeed.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. And a much better plan than having him run fast.
Because, you know, that's what Flash does.
I mean, if you're already at the point where you've managed to strap a bomb to the Flash's wrist, why not just make it blow up no matter what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, as soon as it did explode, you know, just, like, it'll explode, like, blow off his hand, but he'll still be able to run away from the explosion.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, this
Which is pretty much what happens in the movie.
Yeah, this way it's just, boom.
He's out. Like, yeah.
Yeah, so then, Wonder Woman. So in the movie, she got, like, scratched by, the cheetah.
Yeah.
Which then, like, injected, like, nanobots into her thing, which then, like, hooked themselves onto her ocular nerve, which made her see every single person around her as Cheetah.
Yeah.
So she just started attacking people, and then, like, the police called in, and more people started attacking her, and they just got her to... And the plan was to get her to fight so hard that she just, like, her heart gave out.
Yeah.
So, in the comic, she was, again, injected with nanobots, but instead of putting her into a... But instead of, like, making her see her enemies everywhere, it put her into some weird coma dream where she was fighting someone who was as strong, if not stronger, than her. So she never stopped fighting, and then her heart would give out.
So it's similar.
Similar, yes.
Okay.
So then, for Martian Manhunter...
Yeah.
In the comics, in the movie, I mean, he got, like, poisoned with some stuff, which then caused, like, magnesium to, like, form on his skin at all times, which magnesium, when exposed to oxygen, bursts into flames.
Yeah, so he was on fire.
Constantly.
Forever.
Yeah, and, you know, it made sense, because Martians are afraid of fire.
They lose, like, their powers or something,
yeah? Yeah, fire is essentially Martian kryptonite.
Yeah.
So then in the comics... he got injected with nanobots, which then caused his skin to turn into magnesium, which then caused him to burst into flames.
Okay.
So then, Aquaman.
Oh yeah, Aquaman's in...
He was not in the movie.
Aw, that's too bad.
Yeah, so in the comics, he was dosed with fear gas, which made him afraid of water.
Oh, shit.
Which, since he is part Atlantean, he needs water to survive.
Yeah.
So he was deathly afraid of water and was suffocating to death.
Oh my god. That's such a good plan.
Yeah. So then, who else is there?
Superman,
right. So, in the movie, Superman is shot with a kryptonite bullet.
That's pretty much it.
Yes. So, how this plan actually comes into fruition is a guy who works for the Daily Planet is threatening to kill himself.
Mm-hmm.
So he's standing on top of a building. It's like, I'm going to kill myself. Superman comes up. He's like, no, you're not. He puts a gun to his head and says, I'm going to do it. Fuck off. He's like, please don't do it. So he turns the gun on Superman and shoots him.
Yeah.
Kryptonite bullet. Kind of a terrible plan for the fact that this is a plan to stop him if he is evil.
Yeah. That's so weird.
Yeah. So then, in the comics, they use, like, a special brand of kryptonite that they found that makes his skin completely transparent, so he absorbs way too much of the sun's radiation, and his powers go haywire.
Yeah.
So, like, his super hearing is, like, off the scale, so it just, like, it's like having a bull, like, having, like, two bull horns, like, being blown into your ears at all times.
Mm-hmm.
He can see literally everything, and, like, every spectrum of light is, like, burning his eyes. Like, he can't control his heat vision, he can't control his super strength, he can't control his flight.
Shit gets real, yo.
Yeah, exactly.
It seems though like that's supposed to be a contingency plan for if he's evil, but it seems like in shooting him with that bullet, you now make him destroy half the city.
No, like it's like since he can't control his power, so it's so he can't even move when this is happening. Like he just kind of like as soon as he gets exposed to this, he just drops to the ground, covers his ears, and starts screaming in pain.
Like what the plans were like they weren't to kill them; they were just to incapacitate them.
They were to take them out of commission.
Yeah, because Batman doesn't kill people.
Well, except for when he does.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, he just fucking shot Darkseid in the face.
Yeah, he did. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was. So anyway, yeah. So with this thing, Superman, he wouldn't have the mental fortitude to withstand all this pain. Like, I think the way Raish explained it was, like, this won't kill you, but it'll make you wish you were dead.
Take that, Superman.
Yeah. So then, also from in the movie. So in the movie, to deal with Batman, they stole his parents' bodies.
Yo, this was scary what they did to Batman.
Well, actually, they didn't really steal his parents' bodies. They just like dug him up, then Bane knocked him out, then threw him in his dad's coffin.
Yeah.
With his dad's body still in it.
Yeah.
And then buried him.
Yeah.
And then in this one, they just steal his parents' bodies, and then Ra's threatens to throw them into the Lazarus pit.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god, what would happen?
Yeah, that's the thing, we don't know.
That's spooky.
Yeah. And so, then one plan that wasn't, another plan that wasn't in the movie, because this character wasn't in the movie, Plastic Man.
Oh, yeah, Plastic Man.
Yeah, because I guess in, like, that point in time, he was one of the mainstays of the Justice League, I guess.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, so, what they did was they froze him with liquid nitrogen, and then smashed him.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, pretty much doing what Dr. Doom tried to do to Mr. Fantastic in that movie.
In that movie.
Yeah.
You don't talk about that movie.
Yeah. So yeah, Tower of Babel, and also while all this is happening, Ra's is enacting his plan to like take out a good chunk of the human race.
Yeah.
Because that's what he does.
Yeah, it's Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah. So what he did was he built a giant tower that like emanated a like very like low like a very low frequency like sound wave that gave everyone on the planet dyslexia.
Ah.
Then turned the frequency on it a bit. So he changed the frequency on it a bit so that everyone couldn't understand what anyone was saying. He took away language.
Ah.
And then because of that, riots everywhere.
Ah. I see.
Yeah, it was...
I don't know, for a riot, you kind of got to be... For a proper riot, you kind of got to be collaborating. You can't flip a news van on your own.
Yeah, but, like, you don't need noise. You don't need, like vocal to see that. Like, you just, like, look at it. It's like, hey, that guy's trying to flip a news van. I'm going to go help him. And plus, like, it's like, oh my god, there is no language. Throw a brick through a window, and it's just on.
Yeah. Do you see what they did to the pool? They flipped the bitch.
Yes. Clone High. Love that show.
Yes.
So, yes, the Tower of Babel. I really enjoyed it.
Cool.
Yeah, and thankfully, this happens after all that stupid bullshit with two Supermen. The red one and the blue one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like, I remember this. So this is like Justice League Volume 3.
Right.
So, I remember, I got this a while ago, that I was reading, like, the first arc, where, like, a bunch of Martians descend onto Earth, and they're, like, claiming to be, like, benevolent, helping everyone, and then Batman fucks them up. Because yeah. Batman. Yeah, and then, next issue, Superman is blue and covered in lightning.
You're right, I remember that.
Oh, like, wait, what? Why does he look so stupid?
They wanted to make Superman totally hip.
They wanted to make Superman Dr. Manhattan.
Pretty much.
But yeah. So Tower of Babel, it's really good.
Yeah, Mark Waid.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Love Mark Waid.
Yeah, so I've been trying to get like the next arc, Divided We Fall, I think it is. Where a bunch of superheroes start losing their powers.
Oh, shit.
And since Batman is no longer in the Justice League, he can't help them.
He can't or won't?
I don't know. I think it's a won't.
I really hope it's a won't.
Yeah, like, Yeah, it's like at the end of this whole arc, like the Justice League, they were all standing around, like, debating whether or not to kick Batman out of the Justice League for, you know, being smart.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, he did explain himself, like, hey, you know.
It's like, he's gonna stop you.
It's like, hey, motherfuckers, we're some of the strongest people on the goddamn planet. What's gonna happen if you get mind controlled again?
Yeah.
Like, he even brings that up. It's like, Superman, not too long ago, you were mind controlled, dude.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. And so it was actually really great. So, like, the vote was like a split vote. They had 3 for keeping him in and 3 for expelling him.
Yeah.
I think it was, Wonder Woman, Plastic Man, and Aquaman who were for expulsion.
Yeah.
And Green Lantern, Flash, and Martian Manhunter who were for keeping him in.
Yeah.
And then it came down to Superman.
Superman.
And so they, like, and so then Batman was, like, staying in a room away from, like, outside of earshot.
Uh-huh.
And so they went into that room for Superman to make his final decision, and then Batman was gone.
Yeah.
Because he knew what they were going to say.
Yeah.
Because he's fucking Batman.
Because he's Batman. It's his name.
Yeah, like, putting him in another room will stop him from hearing you.
Yeah. Batman already knew this was going to happen. Like, he just kind of went into the other room for, you know, shits and giggles.
Yeah.
It's like, oh man, I've been walking around for too much. I need to, like, sit down for a second.
I'm a little tired.
Yeah. It's like, hey man, can you grab me, like, a Diet Coke from the machine?
I need to air out my suit a little bit.
Yeah. It's like, oh man, it's like, I don't know about you guys, but, like, I'm only human, so, like, oh god, it's chafing something fierce. You guys have any powder?
Gross.
Well, you don't know this because you're a skinny motherfucker, but dudes with big thighs in tight clothing need powder that shit.
Yep. I know.
Yeah, I know. You've used like half my baby powder so far.
Yes. And now I have my own.
Well, that's good.
Which I brought to your place when I went up there. I used my own baby powder. Shut up.
Used a lot of it at Anime North.
Yeah, I know. But anyway.
Hey, I went there.
You were at Anime North?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, cool. anyway.
Back on topic.
Yeah, so Tower of Babel, it's good.
Cool.
You definitely check it out.
Maybe I will.
Yeah, so then. Moving on to the necessary things we need to talk about.
Oh, wait.
So. Watchmen or AVX first?
AVX.
Yeah, so Avengers vs. X-Men, issue 10.
I only know one thing that's happened recently in AVX.
Yes, so there are only 2 of the Phoenix 5 left.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Emma Frost and Cyclops.
Ah.
Yeah, so Cyclops, he, like, came to the magic city of Kung Fu to steal Hope.
Right.
And I should have refreshed my memory on this. Fuck. I can't remember a lot of it.
I know Black Panther and Storm had a little fight.
Yes, they did.
They had a little disagreement.
Yeah, they got divorced.
Yep. Oh, burn.
Yeah, so obviously, like Black Panther's part of the Avengers, on the Avengers side. Storm's on the X-Men side. But then a lot of the X-Men start defecting because they're realizing that the leaders are kind of insane.
Yeah, they're going crazy.
Yeah, like Emma, something I remember now. Emma is actually forcing people to bow down to her.
What?
Yeah, because she's insane.
Oh, okay.
Like every single X-Men who is left on in Utopia.
Mm-hmm.
She like forced them to bow down to her, and if they didn't, she like telepathically like hurt them.
Oh, mean.
Yeah, and then like Magneto shows up and starts talking to her. He's like, you know, you really shouldn't do that. You're kind of a bitch. Paraphrasing.
Magneto's telling you you're a bitch.
I'm paraphrasing here, obviously.
Yeah, but still, it's Magneto.
I wish Magneto did talk like that.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you're kind of a bitch.
What I love is how totally Emma Frost was a villain for like a long time.
Yeah, and then she started fucking Cyclops while he was married to Jean Grey.
Gross.
Because, you know, that's smart.
Yep.
Psychically cheat on your wife, who is the most powerful psychic in existence.
Yeah.
And then make out with your mistress on top of her grave.
Aw, man.
Because they did that. Because fucking Jean Grey's psychic future ghost told them to.
Jean Grey.
Yeah, I think that's more likely Cyclops imagining it, because he's just a total dick.
No, that's actually happened. Like, Jean Grey had a psychic future ghost, which then went back in time and secondly told them, hey, just get it on my grave, I don't care.
Bring it, nerds. See if I care.
I totally don't care.
Whatever. Go make out.
Yeah, games. So, AVX Tenants. It's pretty good. I like it.
Cool.
And,
how many more are left?
Two.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so, issue 11 looks like there's going to be like a fight between Cyclops and Emma.
Okay.
And hopefully one of them kills the other.
Uh-oh.
Because I hate both of them.
I think Emma's going to die.
I hate both of them.
I think Emma's going to die because Cyclops is confirmed for Marvel now.
Yeah, but... yeah. Hopefully Emma dies. Because of the two, she's my least favorite. She's just a cunt.
Oh. Language. Come on now.
Fuck
this is
you.
A kid show.
No, it fucking isn't.
Oh, I thought it was.
No, we... Oh, the second,
making a joke.
The second episode's title is fucking ghosts.
Ghosts. I love ghosts.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah.
Danny Phantom.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, beware! I am the box ghost.
I love the box ghost.
Yeah.
Box ghost rules.
Yeah. I'm thinking that after, like, the whole AVX thing is over, I'm just going to do, like, a huge mega review of the entire thing.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, post-mortem, if you will.
Hmm. Especially if someone dies. Yeah.
So that I can actually have, like, the entire series, like, in front of me, so I can actually just, like, go through everything one by one and actually have all my thoughts, like, coherent.
Yeah. That'd be a good idea.
But yeah, so, it's... that all happened. And it's...
cool.
Yeah, so, on to Watchmen.
Yeah.
Rorschach issue 1 came out.
It did.
I actually liked it.
Okay, there's one thing that bothered me about it.
What's that? Like,
Rorschach is swearing. Rorschach never swore ever. It seems so out of character.
Yeah, it also seems so out of character that he is writing and talking in full sentences.
Yeah, well, I assume...
yeah, I'm guessing this is before the kid thing.
Yeah, I think it's before the kid thing. But, like, also he's using a typewriter in the thing.
Yeah, he's not writing it out. He's not, like, hastily scribbling it out while he's running away from cops.
Yeah. So I think it is before. It's just, like, it doesn't... I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah, it's like...
I like the art.
Yeah, like, it's...
the art is gorgeous.
It's not classic Rorschach. It's not... it doesn't hold a candle... up to, like, classic Rorschach. But in terms of what before Watchmen has been...
yeah.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good, yeah. It's better than most of before Watchmen, I can say that.
Yes. Yes.
Because it's Brian Azzarello.
Yeah, Azzarello?
Yeah, Azzarello.
It's Brian Azzarello.
And Lee Bagrego.
Yeah.
But, like, they're a great team, so I'm happy with that.
Yeah. It's just, before Watchmen, something you have to, like, judge on its own merits.
Yeah.
Like, if we actually did, like, do what we're doing up till now, and just, like, always comparing it back to the original stuff.
Yeah.
Then everything could be just, like, one star.
Yeah.
But, like, judging it on its own merits...
it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good story and stuff, and I'm very intrigued on where it's going.
Yeah, so...
then this week, it's,
yeah, Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah, that's gonna be cool.
Yeah, but it still has a fucking pirate story.
Oh, fucking pirate story. I haven't even read any of the pirate stories. I'm so not interested in pirates.
Yeah. Actually, I'm like... so, how many of, like, the Before Watchmen things are you actually still reading?
All of them.
Hmm. Yeah, I think I've dropped Comedian, and I think Minutemen. I can't remember Minutemen.
Mm.
But I'm still reading Silk Spectre and Night Owl. Oh, I also dropped Ozymandias.
Oh, you dropped Ozymandias?
Yeah, fuck Ozymandias.
I don't know, the latest one was better, just because it has this really awesome page where he, like, takes out a bunch of people. it was like a really good layout of a page. And also, it shows the Comedian. So they're going to have their little their little fight.
Yeah, I still don't like it.
No?
Fuck Ozymandias.
Yeah. I don't know, like, how many is Ozymandias? Six? I probably won't read all six.
Yeah, I think it's, I think Minutemen, Comedian, Ozymandias, Silk Spectre, and Night Owl are six, and then Rorschach and Manhattan are four.
That's dumb.
Yeah, like, there's, like, I'm pretty sure that, like, Manhattan and Rorschach are, like, the fan favorites.
Yeah.
So, why have them be, like, the fused issues? Is that, like, is it because of the fan favorites, so you want to just, like, give them less so they'll have, so they'll think it's more?
Or, like, so less people will be mad at you? I don't know.
Yeah, so you won't have as much of a chance to fuck something up royally and then have people, like, burn down your house?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah. So, Moby, you have something you want to say? Daniel, I heard you pipe up.
I was going to say, you know, less issues to avoid hurting the characters if it should turn out that these are a horrible venture.
Oh, they are definitely a horrible venture.
Yeah. I used to be, like, when it first was announced, I was like, all right. Or no, wait, that's not true. When it first announced, I was like, why are they doing that? That's a terrible idea. And then I was like, well, it might be good. And now I'm back to, like, Why make this decision?
Yeah.
My thoughts on Before Watchmen have always been the same since the moment I heard about it.
It's pretty much...
Yeah, my thoughts have been...
Mine went from,
Yeah, mine are kind of like...
Yeah. Silk Spectre's pretty good.
Yeah. Night Owl's not terrible.
Yeah.
Rorschach's okay.
Ozymandias is pretty bad.
Dr. Manhattan, we'll find out.
Yep. Hopefully it's not awful.
Yeah. So, that does it for
what
we're reading.
That was comics!
So, on to news.
Oh.
Yeah, we have news, motherfucker.
I always forget.
Yeah, so... The Ultimates. Everything will change in the Ultimate Universe this October.
Oh, yeah, things are going to change.
Yeah, so right now we're in the middle of a story arc called Divided We Fall. So, right. Washington is gone. Like, just Washington, D.C. is gone.
Oh.
Where did it go?
it got disintegrated.
Where did it go? I don't know.
Yeah, so then Texas has seceded from the Union. Oh. There is a army of sentient sentinels.
Say that three times fast.
Sentient sentinels.
Whatever.
Yeah, so all kinds of shit's going bad. And so, I guess Ultimate Comics, issue 15 will be the ending of that arc, and then United We Stand will be kicking off in Ultimate issue 16. So here's a little blurb that was released with this teaser image of Captain America looking very sternly at me. So it said, with the country on the brink of a total meltdown, Captain America must make a decision that will forever change the Ultimate Comics universe.
Oh my god, things are going to change.
It's whether or not he's going to press the reboot button.
It's whether or not he will let Superman be Superman. I mean, it's whether or not he will let Spider-Man be Spider-Man, because... And it's at the end of Ultimate Comics issue 14, which is part of Divided We Fall, he said... Yeah, so Ant-Man, Gwen Stacy showed up, gave Miles Morales a box. That was Peter's. It's like, you'll need these if you want to be Spider-Man. It's like, I'm not sure he'll be Spider-Man tomorrow. Because,
Cause,
you know, Captain America has reign over Spider-Man.
Well, you know,
because of Merc.
The last one died almost because of him.
No, he died because of him.
Yeah.
Well, actually, because of Tony Stark's brother.
What?
Yeah.
Actually, don't even explain that to me. I don't.
He was.
I don't even want to know.
Tony Stark's brother was the reason behind the war between the Ultimates and the Avengers.
But Tony Stark brother?
Yeah, he has a brother, Gregory, I think.
Gregory.
Yeah, Gregory Stark.
Gregory Stark!
Yeah, I think that's his name.
Hi, I'm Gregory Stark.
Yeah, yes, right.
Hi, I'm Gregory Stark.
Hey guys, I'm Gregory Stark.
Awesome.
So, moving on.
Yeah.
Adam McKay, who is a director who I've been quite fond of, has found a new home for his movie adaptation of The Boys.
Ah, yes, The Boys.
Yeah, which is a fantastic comic from Garth Ennis.
Yes.
Which is going to be reaching its conclusion in the next few issues.
Yes.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, The Boys focuses on a special group within the CIA called The Boys, who are essentially superhero cops.
Yeah.
It is their job to police the world's superheroes and villains to make sure that shit doesn't get too hard. Yeah. So, McKay has been wanting this movie to be like $100 million budget with a hard R rating. Yeah, and but Columbia, the company that was originally going to be producing the movie, has passed on it. But Paramount has then picked it up. Yeah, so Adam McKay on Twitter, whose Twitter is at Ghost Panther, tweeted, so some guy named Schomburger tweeted at him, just saw that the boys is no longer happening. Sorry to hear it. Would have loved to see your adaptation. Then McKay responded, actually, Paramount picked it up, and we're still developing.
Yay!
So that's fucking dope.
That's dope as hell.
Yeah, so McKay said that he had talked with Russell Crowe about being in the lead role, I'm guessing as Butcher. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure it's Billy Butcher.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah, I know it's an alliteration. But I keep thinking his name is Butcher Baker. But then I remember that's another Image comic called Butcher Baker the Righteous Maker.
That's a wonderful title.
Yeah. And so he also said that the role of Huey, who was modeled after Simon Pegg, is Simon Pegg's role if he wants it.
Yay!
Awesome.
I'll see anything with Simon Pegg.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, so, moving on.
Yeah.
So, Marvel Studios. Yeah, who are recently announced to be developing a Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
Are you going to call it bullshit?
No, I almost said blog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so Marvel Studios is apparently in talks with James Gunn to direct it.
Ah, man, super.
Yeah, so the director of Super, Slither, and Scooby-Doo.
And Scooby-Doo.
Oh, no, wait, he wrote Scooby-Doo.
Oh, okay.
And Scooby-Doo 2, Monster Island. Wait, no, that was it. Whatever Scooby-Doo 2 was.
Yeah, it's...
Monsters Unleashed.
No. Monsters Unleashed. Yeah, I was thinking of the first one, with the island.
Yeah.
Spooky Island.
Yeah, and he also wrote the Dawn of the Dead remake.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, which is good. I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he could be directing Guardians of the Galaxy, which, you know, for a movie with a fucking talking raccoon and a living tree, I feel like they couldn't have done... they could have done better, they could have done worse.
I think James Gunn is a perfect choice.
Yeah, he is a great director. I love his movies. Mm-hmm. Well, except for Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, well, you know, Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, so if he is brought onto this project, I'll be really excited to see it.
And apparently he has a relationship with Nathan Fillion, so maybe Nathan Fillion will be in Guardians of the Galaxy?
That'd be awesome. Nathan Fillion is the voice of Rocket Raccoon.
Oh my god, that'd be amazing.
Oh my god.
He also did the mocap for him.
That'd be so amazing.
Yeah, so no, the entire cast is just Nathan Fillion.
Yeah.
Starring Nathan Fillion.
As the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Nathan Fillion.
Rated PG-13. Yeah, so, moving on. So, last month, DC announced that they were postponing the release of Batman Incorporated Issue 3.
Oh, yes.
It's going to be released, actually, the day this is posted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they've also rescheduled releases for Issues 0, 4, and 5.
Of Batman Inc.?
Yeah, Batman Inc.
Okay.
Yeah, so they started a press release to retailers saying that Batman Incorporated Issue 3 will go on sale tomorrow, August 22nd. Batman Incorporated Issue 0 will keep its on-sale date of September 26th. Batman Incorporated Issue 4 will now be on sale on October 24th. Mm-hmm. And Batman Incorporated Issue 5 will be resolicited in the September previews for November.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So, moving on. DC has announced the next Superman crossover, Hell on Earth.
Hell.
Yes. We are pronouncing it that way because it is spelled H-apostrophe-E-L.
Yeah. It's obviously supposed to be hell.
Yeah, but fuck them.
But that's so dumb I will not call it that.
They spelt it weird. We're pronouncing it weird.
Yeah. Take that, DC.
Yeah, so this arc, which is called Hell on Earth, will be spanning the 14th issues of Superman, Superboy, and Supergirl. Mm-hmm. So in it, a supervillain called Hell will be tracking down and taking out each member of the Superfamily one by one.
Yeah.
And presumably, This is also going to be the first time that Superboy and Superman meet.
Oh, yeah.
Because they haven't met yet.
No.
In the New 52.
That's right.
Yeah, so just judging from all the covers, Superboy seems to be getting the brunt of Hell's Wrath. I'm sorry, of Hell's Wrath.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, because on the first... So the series will start out with Superboy issue 14. And that cover is Superboy with his skin being peeled off.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that cover looks pretty badass.
Yeah, then with Supergirl issue 14, the second issue, it just shows Superboy being held up by his head, one-handed by Hell, and he also looks like he's, like, retarded or something. Look.
Gross.
Yeah, and then in Superman issue 14, the ending, he is embedded in a taxi.
In a taxi.
In a taxi.
So fuck you, Superboy.
Yeah. And Supergirl Supergirl's just hanging off a lamppost by her cape.
Yeah.
Yeah, so well, Hell on Earth begins with Superboy issue 14, which goes on sale November 14th.
Yeah.
And this is just gonna be week after week. It's gonna be 3 weeks of just Hell on Earth with Superman.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. So, Image has started teasing issue 100 of Invincible with the death of.
Oh, yeah. Things are going to get wrecked.
Yeah, so... I don't know if any of you... I don't know if you guys... Have you guys ever read Invincible?
No.
No.
So, in Invincible, people die. Like a lot.
Yeah.
And people also get really fucked up.
Oh.
And so the series, issue 94 is coming out on August 22nd.
Yeah.
And so they've already started teasing this issue thing with the death of ellipses. And they haven't released a bunch of teaser images of the main characters of the series getting really fucked up.
Yeah.
So far we have Mark Allen, I think his name is. I'm pretty sure that's Invincible's real name.
Okay.
Well, so we have Invincible. We have Alan the Alien, the leader of the Coalition of Planets, which is essentially Space UN.
Right.
Then we have Robot.
Robot!
Yeah. Who is a dude in a robot suit.
Oh, I thought he is a robot.
He was a robot for a little while. Well, actually, he was, like, some really weird, like, fucked up, like, demon baby living in a tube that was controlling a robot telepathically.
Comics!
Yeah. And then we have Adam Eve, who is Invincible's girlfriend.
Right.
Who is apparently the most powerful being in this universe, I guess.
Awesome.
Yeah, we also have Kid Omni-Man, who is Invincible's younger brother.
Okay.
And then, most recently, we got an image of Omni-Man himself, with his skull caved in. Like, there's actually an indent in his skull.
Aw, man, that sucks.
Yeah, but, yeah, all this is happening, and so we have no idea who's dying.
No, it's a surprise.
But it could easily be any one of them, because Invincible, which is written by Robert Kirkman.
Yeah.
And Robert Kirkman has shown that he is not really against killing a main character.
Oh, yeah. Walking Dead, right?
Yeah. He doesn't mind at all. Just murdering everybody.
Yeah, but he is against showing sex. Because multiple times in Invincible, someone will start having sex and they'll cut to... Like, show them kissing and then, like, them going, like, below panel. Then cut to outside of the room. It's like, we'll just leave you... It's like, this is a family-friendly comic, so we'll just leave them alone. Meanwhile, on the other side of the universe...
Everybody dies.
Yeah. On the other side of the universe, three people punch a planet in half.
Oh, wow, cool.
Because three people punch a planet in half.
Awesome. That's the best.
So, yeah.
Not the best?
That does it for news.
News!
Yeah. And I guess we're going to do it for this week, then.
Oh, my God, we did it.
Yeah, do you guys have anything else you want to talk about?
I just wanted to ask a question.
Yes.
About Superboy.
Okay.
Okay, so, like, in, like, the early issues of Superboy and Teen Titans and stuff, he had, like, that cool black and red, like, Tron suit.
Yes.
Does he, like, still have that or not?
Yes.
Okay, because in Teen Titans he just wears the, like, stupid, like, basketball jersey shirt thing.
Yeah, but...
Is that, like, his civvies? I don't get it.
Yeah, that's, like, him just, like, chilling.
Okay. Because I was just looking at the covers for Hell on Earth,
mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, he's got the suit.
Yeah,
why didn't he wear it in Teen Titans?
I think they all still have their spacesuits.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure. Like, one of my recent issues, it showed, like, Superboy teaming up with Bunker.
Yeah.
And I can't remember if he had on his Tron suit.
Okay.
Yeah, it was actually really weird. Like, I have no idea where his costume came from.
His like Tron suit is like.
No, I know that. I know. I'm talking about.
Oh.
So like they weren't so, like those guys. So like Tron, like Bunker and Superboy were out walking around like just being normal dudes.
Yeah.
And then they go behind a thing, and then all of a sudden they're in their costumes.
Oh.
Yeah, like it's.
That's weird.
And like the costumes that they were wearing, like so Bunker, he was in like a basketball jersey and shorts.
Yeah.
His costume was fully sleeved and fully legged.
So it wasn't just underneath his clothes.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if his costume is made of the same weird psionic shit that his bricks are.
I don't think so. Maybe he, like, okay, folds so it up and put it in his pocket.
No, it's
that's what Superman
actually,
did.
He folds up and put his bandeezy in his pocket.
Yeah.
So both Superboy and Bunker show a preference for a basketball jersey and shorts. Well, that's because that basketball jersey and shorts will actually unfold with strategic pockets into the Tron suit.
Superboy in this case was dressed like a douchebag.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I had like a collared shirt, but it was like a really high collar. I had like a gold chain, and the shirt was like, had like the top three buttons undone.
My God.
Oh, God, what a douchebag.
I hate Superboy.
Yeah, he also stole a bank.
He stole a bank.
Well, a bank safe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he borrowed. So he went and borrowed the money from a bank by ripping the safe out of the wall and flying away.
Oh. I liked it back when Superboy was just a friendly, like, farm boy. What the hell?
Yeah, but, like, he didn't know. Like, he doesn't really understand.
So maybe Hell and Earth will make him be more of a farm boy again.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be meeting Superman for the first time, a farm boy.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's weird, because I'm pretty sure they've alluded to the fact that, like, Superman's parents, like, died.
Yeah, they're both dead.
When he was, like, seven or something. So he was never, like... He was a farm boy for a bit, but now he's, like, pretty fully indoctrinated city guy.
Yeah. I don't know, we know is they're both dead. I don't know.
Yeah, so maybe he'll, like... So maybe fucking, he'll teach Superboy how to, like, ride the subway properly and get a good price on a falafel.
Falafel.
And how to fake his death.
Ah, yes.
Because, God, he's done that, like, three times.
Yeah, he did. He has. And The Flash did it, too.
Yeah, because,
I don't like the way The Flash did it, though.
No.
I don't like how either of them did it. I think it's all stupid.
Yeah, Like, Polly didn't deserve that.
Yeah, that was mean.
She thinks that her boyfriend, who, like, I'm pretty sure she was in love with...
Polly died.
Yeah, she just thought he's fucking dead, and she blames the Flash, even though they're the same person. And then, by the way, he's fucking.
Why is the Flash just angry?
Yeah, and now he's working at a bar,
which is silly.
Even though he's goddamn like forensically trained.
Yeah, he's a scientist.
Yeah, he's a motherfucking. He's a forensic dude.
Oh man, the Flash! Hey, come on, Flash.
A good scientist makes a good bartender.
Though he does, like, make a comment similar to that. It's just like, I know how to mix.
Yeah.
I mix well.
I can mix shit.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't even need a shaker. Just put my hand over the glass. There you go.
Yeah. Man, The Flash. I love The Flash, actually.
Yes.
That's a good book.
Yeah, good book. Yeah.
Cool.
That's gonna do it for this week, then. So, as always, you can follow the site on Twitter. You can follow us at DeathStoreProds. I am at Deadman_EatProds. We have at Bubby1 and at Steven_TT.
That's right.
Yeah. If you didn't hear that right, links in the description.
Yeah.
We're on Facebook. You like us there. Oh, but also, just something I want to mention with Facebook. It's weird. So every other person who I know has a Facebook page. As well as like facebook.com/whatever their thing is.
Yeah.
Ours is facebook.com/pages/desktopprod/12numbers.
Oh, what? That sucks.
Yeah.
I'm going to write a letter to Mark Zuckerberg.
He doesn't do that shit anymore. Like, didn't he, like, sell his company? He's now, like, rolling in a pool of money?
Probably. It's like...
He just Scrooge McDucking it?
Yeah, I was just gonna say, it's probably, like, DuckTales.
Yes. Wait, was Scrooge McDuck in DuckTales?
Yeah. I thought
DuckTales was just, like... Oh, wait, yeah, that was Scrooge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought DuckTales was, like, Donald or, like, Launchpad McQuack.
Launchpad McQuack. I love Launchpad McQuack.
Yeah.
Anyways.
And now I just had the Tailspin theme song stuck in my head.
Yep.
Dun 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 dun.
Cool.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
So fuck it. Yeah. So, yeah, we're on Facebook. Links in the description. Like us in there. We are on iTunes. Please subscribe to us. Leave us some reviews. Let us know what you see more of, less of, etc. So, on Friday, we'll be having the commentary track for Labyrinth, as well as the movies podcast. On Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern on allgames.com, as always, we'll be having the Anything Cast live. Then we got video games next Tuesday, and anime and the Anime Club supplement next Thursday. But yeah, that's all of that. I'm the Dead Man.
I'm Bovi1.
I'm Steven.
We will see you guys next time.